is Colin.
And I'm Lila.
We are here today with CSR Chickering Student Radio. We interviewed our parents.
And also we interviewed Mrs. Z. She works in the library sometimes. She's also a parent. We interviewed them because we like to see if they liked it when their kids go to school after the summertime.
Come listen to our podcast to see if parents like when kids go to school after summer. We asked if they liked their kids going to school after summer. Mrs. Z answered,
I get a little sad, actually. I like it when my kids are at home. I think it's fun to wake up one morning and then decide to go to the zoo, or let's go to a trip to New York. And school, there's more structure, and you've got to be there every day. And it's hard to decide to do something at the last minute because someone has a project due or a book they have to read. So at the end of summer, and school, when school starts again, I get a little sad.
My mom also said,
was excited for you guys because it's always exciting to get back on the bus and see who's on the bus and see who's in your class and learn more about your new teacher. But I was also feeling a little bit sad that the summer was over because we had so much fun together. It was my first summer spending it with you guys because I wasn't working. So I felt mixed. I had mixed emotions.
My mom replied,
I like when my kids go back to school after summer just because we get back to a routine. But I do miss having them around during the day and doing some different fun things. The routine is nice.
We wondered if it was calmer at home when their kids are at school and why. Mrs. Z told us,
it is during the day when they're at school. It's very quiet. I can do the dishes. We got all dirty for breakfast. And it's just me and the dog at home. And so the dog follows me around. It's like, he kind of looks at me like, where did everybody go? And so it is really calm and quiet. But after school, I think it's crazier. Because everybody wants to have friends over. And everyone wants to be playing. And so that's when it gets really chaotic. But that's okay, because I think it's fun.
And my mom commented,
yes, it is.
We also investigated what the differences at home are and why. Mrs. Z shared,
there's not as much to do. There's nobody to play with. There's nobody to bake cookies with. I have to do it by myself.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. And when I have to run to the store, there's no one to take with me and try to convince me to buy extra stuff. I like that. I miss my kids.
We're also curious about what the parents did at home when their kids weren't there.
Mrs. Z stated,
well, some days I come to the library to work right now because, like I said, there's nobody at home. All my kids are in school now, so I like to come to school so that I can see kids from my neighborhood, like you, Lila, and I got to meet you, and I get to see so many kids grow up. I mean, when Ben started, he was little teeny tiny. And now he's not so teeny tiny anymore. Like Jake and Finn and Harper, everyone in their grades I've watched grow up and graduate from Chickering. And that's really fun. So I do that during the school time.
What do you do at home?
What do I do at home? Oh, sorry. Sometimes I go out to lunch with friends. Sometimes I walk the dog. I do a lot of the chores then, like, you know, cleaning up the dishes, doing the laundry.
Sometimes.
But I mostly just try to get things done so when they come home, we can hang out as a family and play.
My mom answered,
sometimes there are some days that we might want to do something, but I feel like we run out of time because there's activities and homework and dinner and we don't want to get you to bed too late.
And my mom told us,
because when they're home all day, they tend to just be running around playing different things, maybe eating too many snacks, maybe getting bored, maybe arguing with each other. But yeah, it's a little calmer.
Let's review what we talked about today. We learned what your parents are doing at home. The most interesting thing one of our interviewers said was,
nobody to play with me and nobody to beg me to buy material. Thank you for listening to Colin and Lila's CSR.